You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Picture, if you will, a man running a website all by himself. That website, OneOfUs.net. But there are many challenges down the road, ones even he cannot possibly imagine. Dark challenges. Like, how do you get the money to keep a site like that going? Well, you do it by getting subscribers. Mysterious, anonymous subscribers out in the ether who come in and give subscriptions in order to keep the site running. Sure, they get free bonus content and a lot of it. But who are they really? People who are OneOfUs.net. People who are one of us. Or is it Oscar Blues Brewing Company? The beer brewery that made the first craft beer in the can. How did they even come up with that idea? Did it come from aliens? From something that's before time and man tread on this planet? No one can ever know, but the truth is, there's genius there, as their beers are delicious. And they have brew pubs located in North Carolina, two in Colorado, and one in Austin. Oscar Blues, a sponsor for OneOfUs.net. Between Oscar Blues and you, the potential subscriber, is the only hope this man and this website has. There's a signpost up ahead, and it reads, OneOfUs.net needs you. Like, what do you do with a movie called The Black Klansman? I mean, right off the bat, you're like, wait, what?
It's
what
their variant color.
As a white man, I just say, I'm sorry, really.
It's the Comic-Con exclusive Klansman figure.
Jesus.
It's more like the Black Klansman.
Yeah, it's
a Black
Klansman, like KKK.
Jeez!
This is Spike Lee taking on a real story.
And trying to reclaim his old glories.
That, believe it or not, actually happened of a guy who, Ron Stallworth, real life guy, who, played by John David Washington here, who was an African American detective in Colorado, who was, like, at that time, big deal. Like, oh my God, we're like.
Yeah, he was the first minority police detective for that area.
Yeah.
Or cop in general, not detective.
And kind of falls backwards into, like, getting in a conversation with the local Klan and realizing there's something here. These guys are up to no good, which, of course, is patently obvious.
Never.
But, like, convincing his local department to look deeper into it. And as his partner, Adam Driver, playing Flip Zimmerman.
The best name I've ever heard.
Yeah, who is a Jewish officer, of course, by the name. If you don't know Zimmerman's a Jewish name, I don't know what to tell you.
Mazel tov.
And
you can say that.
Realizing that he's after, like, oh yeah, we're going to meet up. I want to join the Klan. Going, oh wait, this isn't going to work because if I show up, they're going to see I'm black. And them substituting Adam Driver in for him in person as a way, almost a long con.
It very much is.
Like, yeah. Like to infiltrate the local Klan.
Well, and also infiltrate David Duke, played by Topher Grace, having the most fun he's had in the movie.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, he's playing, you know, David Duke, who obviously kept on in politics somehow, despite being a grand wizard of the Klan forever. This is where we're at, America. Thank you very much. It's a fascinating thing that actually happened in real life. And Spike Lee is determined to combine aspects of blaxploitation films and comedy
and the real police.
And his hate of the police, which I think a lot of us share at this point.
And his weird angled shots. And, I don't know.
With
weird decisions.
You know, with this real life story. And I'm not sure it completely worked.
I don't think it works at all, to be honest.
I don't. There's a lot of scenes that are really good. I think the general narrative of the movie and the general movie itself, really solid. And, like, the trailer sells you on what's the solid parts of the movie with a lot of action and energy. But then he wants to bog you down with the message when it's like, you could kind of just tell us the message by the fact that we're, one, going against the KKK, which most sane people would tell you that's a good thing to do and they're bad people, but he wants to stop you every 5 minutes and go, hey, remember Donald Trump's the president right now? Let's talk about how this relates to him.
I mean, and to his credit, there's actually enough of a relationship between the characters here that transcends to some point. Like, he has a relationship with a lady who is, like, dealing with sort of campus-level, like, pro...
She's a campus organizer or a college organizer.
She's, like, the president of, like, basically, like, a Black Panther group within the college.
Yeah,
basically.
Laura Harrier, who was in... who played Liz in Spider-Man, just saying.
Yeah.
And that relationship is interesting, and I think more interesting than the rest of the stuff going on.
And I will say,
because the way the plot, let's talk about kind of the timeline for him even before, because you know, like, he becomes a cop, he's told to go undercover to listen to a rally,
basically a former Black Panther,
a former Black Panther's talking, and so that's when he meets her, and then so he doesn't tell her that he's a cop. And then, you know, and then he has to do the Klan stuff. And so what's interesting is that, like you're saying, is that while he's doing, you know, while he's being an undercover police officer or doing this undercover operation, like as a full-on Nistagon police officer, he's lying to this other person that he's not a police officer kind of thing and just trying to, like, you're not really sure what his motivations are at that point. Like, is it just that he likes her?
There's a lot of good conversations between them about where he's trying to identify, you know, well, what is the problem in the world? Is it okay for a cop to be a good person? And she, you know, can a cop be a person that you would respect? And
which is one of the parts that I feel like Spike Lee fails at the most miserably.
Oh, he does.
In those films.
I will say, as far as chemistry between characters, their chemistry works well. I think John David Washington and Adam Driver work great together. There's some good scenes also when they're prepping for Adam Driver to be him, his white version of him. There's a really hilarious scene where basically they start talking about music and culture, and when he has him try to do his voice, his white voice, while doing lyrics from James Brown, and they start talking about, which I know, Chris, you probably appreciate, they're talking about David Bowie. He's like, of course I love David Bowie. He's got soul. I was like, yeah, this is...
It's the only racist say David Bowie.
Like, it's like, that scene is one of those scenes where, like, this movie knows what it's doing, and these characters work, and then...
Anybody who doesn't admit David Bowie is one of the greatest musicians that ever lived, I'm just like, I have nothing to do with you.
Sorry. Pretty much.
Like, we're done. Wow, I felt like that was going to go somewhere. Okay.
No, it's like the movie. Yeah.
Oh. But that's just it. It does. This movie just... It doesn't ever do anything you don't expect it to. And I know that this played festivals and people raved about it. And it feels like one of those festival movies. Like, yeah, we're largely white people at this festival. You're right. Like, this is terrible. Cops are bad. Black people should be more respected and not arrested for nothing. Like, but what in here says anything we haven't heard 100 times already, and who is this movie speaking
my
to?
My biggest issue is it almost shies away from even saying the KKK is bad. I mean, yes, they're racist assholes, but then it's like, oh, but the only ones who are actually doing something violent are these weird splinter groups.
Is the radicals of the KKK.
Yeah, and it's literally one guy, his dumb friend, and this actual criminal who actually went to bomb for jail making. It's like, this isn't saying the KKK went to jail for bomb making.
There you go.
They're not saying that the KKK are bad. He was like, they're racist people we could talk to. I'm like, that doesn't seem to be the message that he's trying to say. He just doesn't explain
that. I don't know if I'm going to go that far with it, actually.
Well, no, like, I actually kind of agree with him on that. Well, the thing about the problem I have with the movie is, unlike... is that it's trying to tell you that the KKK is bad, which they are, you know. Let's get that out of the way before I start defending the KKK.
Michael Rios is all about the KKK.
Yes, the Mexican and the Jew are the ones defending the KKK.
Yeah, exactly. So the movie basically, like, there's literally a line that that the movie kind of portrays the KKK as, that Adam Driver says, he's like, they're just a bunch of dumb fucking rednecks hanging out in a clubhouse talking shit. That's the entirety, and that's what the movie portrays them as the entire time. Like, even like Ben says, it's like, even when they're finally like, they finally get to the point where it's like, oh, they're dangerous. It's like, yeah, but only like the radical part is dangerous. Like, well, how? It's like, why is there even a radical section of the KKK? Just say the whole KKK is evil.
I don't think that's necessarily untrue. I think there's certainly aspects of the KKK that are just like, no, we just want to get our message out. We don't agree with violence. And there's certainly those people out there. But why is Spike Lee the one?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is it doesn't feel like – it feels like that's the opposite of the message of the movie. They highlight almost more violence and direct hatred of African-Americans and other races from the police, which, yes, that's true with Spike Lee in general. He believes that, and sadly too much of the real police as well. Mm. But that seems to be more his focus in the movie than actually villainizing the KKK, when the KKK, even in the title of the damn movie, is the focus of the movie. And it feels like it's almost he's skipping a beat or missing his own point to do that. And it feels almost like it weakens the intent of the movie.
Well, there's a lot of great sequences where it'll show you that, you know, how awful they are. Like, there's a sequence where they're just shooting. They're just shooting guns for, like, a good, like, what, 10 minutes, basically?
Yeah.
And then finally it shows what they're shooting at. And it's like, oh, it's fucked up. It's like, well, yeah. But then it'll cut to them, like, hanging out in a bar, just saying just dumb fucking shit. And then you're just like, well, you're kind of destroying part of the tension from that. Because you're going back and forth between these things, and there's not enough of us seeing them being bad. There's more just us seeing them being kind of dumb.
And you kind of get that also with Topher Grace's character of being David Duke, kind of playing it up for comedy. I mean, it works really well.
He's a high point of the movie.
Like, he's great, but apparently it took its toll on him, though. Because let me say something about this film real quick.
Sure.
There's a shit ton of racial slurs in it.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, like, I didn't even know some half of them because there were so many of them.
I mean, yeah, I lived through this period and I had not heard some of the racial slurs in this.
And apparently for Topher Grace, it was so stressful. The only way to feel good or not feel good about
actually,
having say these things.
He even said feel good about himself afterwards.
Yeah, he had to, he edited the Hobbit films into one movie. To take the tension off from having to say basically the N-word every 20 seconds. And that happens a lot in this film. And it happened so much, I almost walked out in the first, like, 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, that's the problem here, is that who are you making this film for? Like, are there any, like, people who, like, have any sort of, like, sympathy towards the KKK who are going to see this? No. Certainly not.
Nope.
But liberals who are the ones who are this movie should be theoretically for are going to watch this and go, like, this is 2 hours of constant hate speech.
It was more than Django Unchained for me.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino seemed, like, balanced.
And I get it. It's like, oh, so, like, what do you have to convince us of?
Like apparently every person spoke racial slurs in this time frame.
Yeah,
everyone.
And it's just
probably,
like,
the kids, too.
Sitting through long sequences of people, like, just going through it, and, like, Adam Driver playing, you know, the live in-person version of John David Washington's character, like going, yeah, you're right, fucking N-words, or whatever, K-words, Ben, that's for your benefit. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, I feel welcome now.
There's just so many, like, God, every possible race.
And then there's even just scenes where he does go on and on. There's that scene where it's supposed to be the induction to the KKK where they're watching Birth of a Nation. And it actually felt like watching Birth of the Nation where it's that long and that slow. It's like you thought, oh, I'll do that Godfather baptism scene, but I'll make you actually feel like you're sitting through somebody's baptism when you only halfway know the family.
Say, like, this is just not a fun watch on any level. And part of the problem is that Lee doesn't seem to know what he wants this movie to be. Like,
no.
Do you want this to be fun? Because every once in a while it does a thing that's like, hey, it's like a blaxploitation film, but literally barely at all.
The second
and
to
it's
last
so,
scene is that even.
It's so out of place when it happens. It's just like, why are you – none of this feels integrated into what you're doing. It just feels like a sort of like – oh, this is supposed to be fun. Like, we yeah, all, it's like some part of him knew that, yeah, we all know these guys are super racist. Then why did you torture us with long, serious scenes of them being super racist and saying
the opening sequence is tries to sell you on the idea that this could be fun. Like, it's Alec Baldwin basically just playing an old racist guy trying to film his, like, I guess, like, what's the word? Like, propaganda?
Yeah, propaganda. Right. Which I would argue is the best scene in the whole film.
It was hysterical because, like, he'll be saying, like, those fucking... And he's like, ah, he's like lying, like, just shit like
it
that.
It was the bloopers from a propaganda film.
Right. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe this movie can be... It will be fun. Like, and then...
And then they even... And there's, then like, after they cut to the title, it's like, this total real shit really, really happened. It's like, oh, so you're going like the super 70s blaxploitation vibe. Cool. And then it's like slowly but surely... downgrades until you finally meet the KKK. It's like, oh, you don't know what you're making anymore.
And there's a lot of shots that like are kind of clever at first, but then they're just not interesting anymore. Like there's like during that rally sequence, like he's talking about, you know, the characteristics of African Americans, and it has these shots where they're showing their face like up front, which I thought was kind of neat at first, but then it happens over and over and over and over again to the point where it's like, I don't need the sequence to be this long. Like, the first couple times or three times, you've already told me what you're trying... Like, I get what you're trying to tell me, but you did it, like, 10 more times after that. And then there are other times where there would be a sequence, and then the characters will just stop and do a pose as if it's, like, a photo shoot out of nowhere. And then the scene will just continue again after that. And I'm just like, I don't understand what you're trying to do with this film. You're trying to like, you want me to think it's kind of funny... But at the same time, you also want it to be this art house message thing. And then the last part of this movie happens.
Oh, I know. I was about to say.
Yeah.
I know that, like, and then the epilogue.
It's basically, I guess, it's basically an epilogue. Which but is the worst fucking epilogue on the planet.
Which is not atypical for Spike Lee films either.
No,
but that's sort of like, oh, in case you didn't know what we were talking about, it was like, everyone knows what you're like. What are you doing? This movie is so on the nose.
And it's such a jarring cut to it, too. It literally the cuts problem, to news footage and not like time period news footage. It's saying, hey, remember we were talking about things that you clearly could tell about Donald Trump? Here's the present day racism in the world. It's like, we get that. And then you're showing people literally being assaulted and murdered, which
you're showing literal death. Like there are whole Reddit links that are designed to warn you that these things will happen, and this movie doesn't warn you in any shape, way, or form. There's a literal fucking like you're watching people fucking die kind of sequence, like from footage. It's like I steered away from that footage for a fucking reason.
We know it's happening.
This movie just throws it in my face.
And it's again what you were talking about, Chris.
Who are you selling
it to? Yes. The people who are already traumatized and hate that this is happening in our world are the ones watching your movie and don't need to be reminded of this further than your movie already did.
I'm just going
to
mention what the final shot of this film is, because it annoyed me even more, which is it's the flag upside down, which if you don't know the historical context of that, is that it's supposed to mean that we're under attack. That's literally the
And then also it goes to black and white, which is supposed to be a parody or a takeoff of Blue Lives Matter to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and at that point you're just like, there's no you didn't have any subtlety in this. Who's this fucking film for? Like, you keep trying to tell me your message, I get it, and then you undermine your message by just continuously trying to force it down people's throats, because at that point you don't want to hear the message anymore.
It's a shame too, because I think there's some really strong performances throughout this film. I think there's a few moments throughout this that are genuinely funny. I think it's well shot. I think there's so much about this film that is well made that it's a shame that there's no reason for it to exist. But Michael, what's your final thoughts?
This movie disappointed me so much. The actors are really trying. Adam Driver is great. So is John David Washington. Topher Grace is great, too. Like, he's trying to have fun with this as best as he can, saying as many racial slurs as possible. Like, everyone's trying their hardest, and the writing just isn't there, and the shots just aren't there. The messages are not subtle. There's a sequence that Ben always brings up where... when we talked about the movie after it was done, where, like, the John David Washington is talking to another police officer about racism, and one of them is just like, could you imagine if we ever elected someone like that or whatever? And they might as well have just looked directly at the screen kind of thing from that one fucking line. And I was like, I get what you're trying to do here, but you're just undermining every chance you get with it. And by the time the movie was over, I was just angry. I was angry with how much I was disappointed by this, because I wanted this to be another one of those things that that gets people talking, like Sorry to Bother You and Blindspotting. But it fails miserably at that. And by the time it was over, I was just like, I never want to see this fucking film again, like ever, like period. Like, I don't want anyone to see this film. Because it's so incredibly disappointing, and it muddles its message so badly. The fucking drunk history of Superman versus the KKK was more interesting than this after the attempt was done.
We all knew Superman was going to come into it at some point. It's Michael Reales. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
By the time it was over, like I said, I was just mad. I would have to personally give it, and only because I thought the actors were good, 2 out of 10 weird... Fuck, I don't even know what to give it. 2 out of 10 explosions, I guess. I don't know.
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I wanted to love this movie. The trailer's great. Like, when you watch the trailer, you're like, oh, it's going to be blaxploitation, 70s funk music, having a great time, Spike Lee coming back to kind of his prime where he doesn't super front-load his message. I mean, it's still over, you know, heavy-handed with him every time, but... You know, he gets it right. His characters are good. And honestly, the characters are really good in this movie overall. I don't feel like any character or any performance is necessarily bad. It's just the way the writing goes, the way the pacing kind of goes, the belabor's point. As Mike said, there's literally scenes where it feels like they should just turn to the camera and go, you get how this relates to today? No, it doesn't work. And... I really think John David Washington is really great here, as is Adam Driver, as Mike said, Topher Grace, and I even think some of the guys from the KKK, they do everything they can with this material. They do a great performance a lot of the times, but it drags so much when they try to tell their message. It drags times when they think they're being creative, and they're not. They're just more belaboring their point to elongate the story and show more racism. I mean, literally... I went to film school and I had to watch Birth of a Nation to explain why this movie was important in filmmaking.
I hated watching that.
I didn't need to see this much of that movie again, nor does anybody need to see that much of a movie again unless they're analyzing that movie directly. But it's such a huge, like, it's like 10 minutes of this movie and it feels like it's longer when you're watching it. Overall, I love Spike Lee. I want him to come back to this stuff, and his documentaries are still great. This, however... Just for some of those great performances, some of those scenes that are just really funny or really well done, I can at best give it 3 overuses of the word Jew out of 10.
Much like The Meg, this seems like a movie determined to be accessible to people who already came in determined to like it. It's not great. It's competent as hell, no question. But what else is there? Nothing. Why are you doing this? How are you even going to put this in the same category as Sorry to Bother You,
so good.
Or Get Out or something, which now I love the fact that the community, the African-American community, is like, the strength of getting messages across is surprising you with them. Yeah. There's nothing surprising here at all. It's, in fact, quite disappointing in how utterly mediocre it is a lot of the time. The comedy doesn't work. The acting is strong. I'll give you that. There's some nice cinematography. I don't know. This is just kind of dull and overlong and way 10, 15 years too late. It's another Spike Lee film. Like, every once in a while he'll do something that surprises you, but this ain't it. Nope. I'm shocked that people were raving about this.
There's still people raving about it outside of festival, and I don't get it.
I don't think this is like Mike. You're like, this is like, fuck you if you want to watch
it. I hate
this
kind of
level. I don't feel that way, but at the same time, I'm never going to watch this movie again. No. I'm never going to watch this movie again. I don't know if so much I've told somebody not to watch it. I don't think it's. I sat through it miserable, but I certainly didn't come out of it going, wow, you changed something. You actually said something new. There's nothing new here.
Are we really expecting new from Spike Lee anymore?
I mean, he does great documentaries.
I guess that's true.
He also made one of the funniest things ever in the NBA 2K16 story mode.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So
Chris, come on, give us your score.
Anyway,
do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm going to give it this 4 out of 10 really racist motherfuckers. Man, I'm the only white guy on this review. I feel like shit now. I'm just like, I feel like you guys are about to jump on me and be like...
No, I gave it the lowest rating out of everyone. You know what? Two out of ten. I'm going to change my rating though. 2 out of 10 Topher Grace mustaches.
There you go.
That's actually pretty good.
That's a pretty good mustache. I give you. Yeah. Now we're ready for you to come back as Venom.
That's too black for him.
Maybe not.